Scholastic Audio presents Infinity Ring, Book 7, The Iron Empire, by James Dashner, read by Dion Graham. Prologue. Aristotle studied the black and white stones on the checkered Patea board, wondering if it was a bad idea to beat Plato 3 times in a row. The man might be the greatest philosopher of all time, but he sure got cranky when he lost at games, and a grumpy Plato was never a good thing. Trying his best to show a look of deep concentration, Aristotle moved a black stone to a square that opened up an opportunity for his teacher to trap him several turns later.
"Going to let me win, are you?" Plato asked,
a stern look of disapproval crinkling his ancient face, half hidden by a ringlet-filled beard. He leaned back in his chair, stroking that grand bushel of hair hanging from his chin.
"Perhaps it's time for the teacher to become the student, and the student the teacher. When the student must teach the teacher what the teacher ought teach the student."
Aristotle stared at his master, fighting to keep emotion from his face, fighting the smile that tried to force its way past the whiskers of his own beard. Plato sounded like a philosopher even when he complained about a board game. Several seconds later, after what seemed like a much longer battle of locking eyes, the two men burst into a fit of laughter that would shock anyone else at the Stoic Academy of Plato in Athens, Greece. But after 20 years, they had become much more than a pupil and his instructor. They were friends for life.